Crossbreed Holster Studios.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
We're in a new decade on the Lead Slingers microphone. This is Armed American Radio.
I have the right to defend my gift of life.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Educating and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast, here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
I love that intro music. Don't you love that intro music? 12 years into this. Great to be with you. If you're listening on any of 200-plus radio stations around the country, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it very much. If you're tuned in on the Facebook live stream, thanks for being here. If you have a question for us, for Sheriff Mack, who will be here for the hour, ask it in the Facebook live stream. We'd love to get at it if we can. We'll check them during the breaks, of course. And if you're watching on television in the Northern California markets and up around Reno, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it also very, very much. By the way, I neglected to say this in the first hour, but happy Mother's Day. I was so worried about the time that I had, or little time that I had, with Mr. Gottlieb and Mr. Hawkins by splitting them up in the hour, which I generally don't do, that I forgot to mention that. So happy Mother's Day, not just to all you moms, but single dads as well, too, right? Everybody's a mom, and all you moms who do it right, my gosh, good heavens. You'll notice I'm wearing the hat here for the Pink Ribbon Girls. My wife is a breast cancer survivor. Since my hair's all out of whack and I don't get it cut until tomorrow, I figured, you know what? It's a good opportunity to wear this. She had a great day, and I hope you had a great day as well, too. Let's go right to the phones, because we've got Sheriff Mack with us for the entire hour. Sheriff Richard Mack, how are you, my friend? Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. I'm proud to call you a friend. How you doing, brother?
Well, I feel the same exact way, and thanks so much for having me back on your show, Mark. It's a pleasure to be with you, and it's always a pleasure to be back home with you and around such great friends.
Well, you know, I gotta be honest with you here. You know, you and I talked about this last time we were together, and I said we got to get you on this program more regularly, and that's been my fault. However, now I'm going to put myself on the spot, and I'm going to ask you, will you join us at least once a month? Because I'd love to get you in the roundtable as well, too.
Yeah, why don't we plan like maybe the first Sunday of each month or something like that? But yes,
there you go. There you go, listener. There you go, viewer. Sheriff Mack is going to be here at least once a month from now on. Sheriff, you know how much fun I've been looking forward to this hour with you. You know why? If you're watching on television or on the Facebook live stream, I don't have a pen in my hand and I don't have any notes in front of me because I don't need it to talk with you, Sheriff. I've got so much. I don't even know where to begin with you.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's start with this, a very broad brush, basic question. What the hell is going on?
Yeah,
take that in any direction you want, Sheriff.
Well, to put it succinctly, the destruction of our country, the destruction of our economy, the destruction of our Constitution, the destruction of the principles upon which America was founded, everything the Founding Fathers warned us not to do, we're doing. It's pretty ugly out there right now. And probably the most amazing thing and disgusting of all of this during this shutdown that has no lawful basis to it, but the thing that amazes me the most is how liberals and gun grabbers can manipulate even a coronavirus mm-hmm. to take guns away from law-abiding Americans.
You know,
good God.
Oh, I know. Listen, believe me, what you just said, when that question, I opened it up like that intentionally, because what's going on? We could ask that about just about anything. I had an idea what direction you were going to go, and I was right. So let's just kind of go down some of these rabbit holes together for the next hour.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, gosh, I hate to, viewers, I should have had some tinfoil here. I could have put it's real easy. Sheriff, it'd be real easy to wear a tinfoil hat these days, wouldn't it?
Tinfoil hat.
Meaning conspiracy theories.
Oh, yes, of course, yes.
Right. I mean, it's crazy.
And then we could pull it down and make it into a mask.
There you go. All right. So my question is this. I've often said, and I think we've talked about this before, too, but when you begin to see coincidences line up, okay, It's a fair question to ask if, in fact, there are coincidences. I mean, when you look at everything from the timing of this to how what you just said, how it's there, a disease has somehow been politicized. We're seeing the liberal left want to keep people locked up and locked down. We're seeing the conservative right say, it's time to move on with our lives. You know, now a virus is partisan, right?
Yeah, and it's racist, too.
Oh, that's a great point. Left that one out. Yeah, it's racist, too.
I don't get a lot of this stuff, but I do get liberty. It's kind of like Gump, Forrest Gump. You know what? I'm not that smart of a man. Some of my high school buddies are listening to this program out in Arizona. People that I grew up with and people I went to high school with and graduated with, they'll tell you I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I do know what liberty is. And I do know what the Constitution is. And I do know what the Second Amendment is. And I know when somebody is breaking the law. And the supreme law of the land guarantees me a right that is known as a natural right. In other words, a right I was born with by nature or nature's God. And my right to self-preservation and my right to choose one of the best methods of protecting that life is all mine because I was born a free man. And I know when somebody is trying to break that law and trying to tell me that I don't have that right and that they actually have the right to take my property away from me and destroy that right because they're smarter and get this. They're actually trying to protect me, and it's for my own good. When it gets to that point, I pretty much know, like I said, I'm not that smart, but I pretty much know at that point an enemy would do that to me, not a friend. Well, ask any Native American right now, anywhere in the country, would a friend of yours try to disarm you?
Oh, that is such a great way to ask that question. Wow, that really is a great way to ask that question. Let's go to the liberty aspect of this for just a moment. You know, interestingly, I'm so full of questions for you. I'm not exactly sure how I want to go. I'm going to stay focused on liberty with you, but I want to focus for right now on our firearms, because you've got to agree with me. Maybe you don't, but I'm going to guess you do. When you see gun grabbers like Shannon Watts right now and Moms Demand Action, and, you know, if you want to put the Bradys in there, I mean, they're pretty much irrelevant now. Giffords, the rest of them. Bloomberg's money is where it's at. But the entire, we are now 2 or 3 months into record sales, Sheriff, mm-hmm. that we're seeing more guns purchased in a month than we saw after Virginia Tech, Sandy Hook, Parkland, combined. In a month period, what is that message that's being sent to the gun grabbers? What is that saying to them?
Well,
as it pertains to liberty, I should say. Let me keep it
really
focused
says
there.
Every time that they try to manipulate any situation, whether it's after a mass shooting like you just brought out, or now anytime we get sick or whatever it is, because we know these people. And when they start saying, yeah, we might have to do something about you being able to own a gun, well, that gets us a little bit scared and worried. And me, I've always had a rule. Once the government or once these gun grabbers make another law restricting my rights to keep and bear arms, I celebrate by going and buying two more. So maybe a lot of people in this country do the same thing I do every time gun grabbers start mentioning, and we should call them these lawless, anti-Constitution, anti-American, pro-Hitler Americans. Anytime they start talking about taking guns away, maybe there's a lot of us who just go, hey, I'm going to celebrate, and I'm going to tell these people, I celebrate what you're doing. I am going to buy two more and 1,000 rounds each for each gun. And thank you very much.
Sheriff, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I want to get down in the weeds with you and talk about what you think the future holds here and the direction this country is going. And I want to bring the media into this. I want to tell you a little bit about how I feel about what we've witnessed. A lot of the things that you and I have talked about in the past on the show, I think we've seen come true over the last 2 to 3 months, knowing what we know they want to do and actually witnessing it now firsthand. The usual suspects didn't let us down in this case. Some of the governors, et cetera, and some of the sheriffs that you know very well are actually standing up for our freedoms. I'm talking with Sheriff Richard Mack, and one of the questioners on Facebook, he's from Arizona. That's where he's at now, my favorite place on earth. Back right after this with Sheriff Mack in the Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Letslinger's Mic.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and together we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Letslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Letslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LetslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. You didn't know you could drink coffee, which you do anyway, right? And defend the Second Amendment. DefenderCoffee.com. And when you sign up for Defender Coffee or just buy a bag, they'll ask you where you want your profits to go. I check off the Second Amendment Foundation, and I'm also on the coffee club where I get, I think, 3 bags now every month. I could easily up that to 4 because my wife and I together drink a lot of coffee. She loves the organic Liberty Roast coffee that we get, which is why we get the organic Liberty Roast. It's great stuff. Defend the Second Amendment with every single cup of coffee that you drink. You're going to drink coffee anyway. Why not help out? Help us out at Second Amendment Foundation, for crying out loud, or wherever else they have it that you want it to go. You can do that, DefenderCoffee.com. Let's go back to Sheriff Mack. Sheriff, welcome back, my friend. Let's go to the usual suspects, okay? When this mess first began, I watched, and it was predictable as the day is long, Governor Murphy in New Jersey, Whitmer in Michigan, you know, all the anti-gun governors, Newsom in California, every single one of them, for the most part, doing what you would expect them to do and attacking our gun rights at a time of fear, and where a lot of people were panicking, and the media was doing what the media does, ginning up a tremendous amount of hysteria and fear that was way out of whack. So my first question is, do you believe like I do that we're going to look back in the very near future and go, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, I've been saying that, and I think we're going to say it more often, yes. And it's going to get worse. I still think it's going to get worse. I know a lot of places are opening up, but you know what? I think it's now documented at least 2 different times in America, and probably 3 that are documented, that they're using SWAT teams to go after people who are not social distancing correctly. And this is the type of utter stupidity that really concerns me. That there's peace officers out there that would actually do something like that to another fellow American citizen. And that the arrests that are happening, but to use a SWAT team in the execution of any of those, when you're not dealing with anybody with guns, that they're just dealing with people playing in parks and going to church. And, we've been arresting ministers, and we've been arresting churchgoers, and that any cop in this country has the audacity to arrest people for those things instead of standing down and refusing such a ridiculous, unconstitutional order. That is exactly what we teach them to do at the CSPOA. That's the type of training we give every peace officer in this country. And on the other hand, conversely, I am so proud of some of these peace officers. A regular patrol officer did a video telling all the rest of the cops, we're not supposed to be doing this. Mm-hmm. We took an oath. We're not supposed to be destroying the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, Eighth Amendment. We're not supposed to be going against any of those. We swore an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. And now we think because a governor puts down an order that we can do it, that we have some sort of permission to violate our oath, to set aside the Constitution, and the sheriffs that are standing across this country. Oh. Boy, don't you just love those guys?
Oh, gosh. First off, let me stop you there because I want to go there now, and I go back to those usual suspects, too. But the CSPOA, I want people to know what that is. It's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. The website is CSPOA.org, and you can find out everything about what Sheriff Mack is talking about here. Sheriff, tell us, what is a constitutional sheriff?
Well, it's a pretty simple process. He learns what the Constitution says, especially the Bill of Rights. And, you know, people think, well, there's 10 major rights in the Bill of Rights. No, there's 10 amendments, but there's 27 rights detailed within those 10, because number one has 5, right? The freedom of religion, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, the right to peaceably assemble, and the right to file grievances, petition government for redress of grievances. So there's 5 right there. There's only 1 in the second, unless you bring militia being a right, but really that one's just the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Third, that one's not been used too much lately. But it still was one when the Founding Fathers did it, because King George III had the redcoat soldiers living in people's homes.
Right.
So they said, you can't do that anymore. So quartering of troops is number three. But it, just take my word for it. There's 27 mentioned. The 8th has 3. 4 and 5 and 6 all have about 4 or 5 each. And so there's 27 fundamental rights that every cop has sworn to uphold and defend. We maintain that you can't keep your oath unless you read the Constitution, again, especially the Bill of Rights. Because the Bill of Rights, the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. It says it. It is. Everybody knows that it is. And so it is supreme. If you ever have a state law or a governor's order, and you say, let's see, which one do I obey? The governor's capricious whim, or do I obey the Founding Fathers, the foundation of America, the Bill of Rights? And so, and the Bill of Rights didn't come about until 2 years after the original part of the Constitution, because the founders realized they made a mistake, and they said, oh, yeah, we need to make sure we have a Declaration of Rights that includes rights that government can never violate under any circumstance. These are the 27 sacred rights that cannot be violated by government. They're the untouchables. This is a list of untouchables. And so once we learn those, and we can't keep our oath unless we do, then we become the guards of the Republic, the guards of freedom, and the guards of America. And that's what's so essential about a constitutional sheriff or a constitutional cop. We learn what the Constitution says, and we will not violate those rights, and we won't allow anyone else within our jurisdiction to violate those rights. Our God-given liberties will be held sacred as long as I have anything to say about it. That is a constitutional sheriff or cop, and it is a peaceful process.
You know, Sheriff, as you know, I did some work with Sheriff Mark Danels down in Cochise County out in Arizona, where you are. Just a wonderful guy,
yeah.
A constitutional sheriff, and just a super individual. And I most of the sheriffs I know are constitutional peace officers. In fact, all of them. And what's interesting to me is we're getting ready to take a break here. I'm going to hear some music, so I'll just set this up for when we come back from the break. But people do not really realize and understand just how powerful the sheriff is. The sheriff
sometimes
is the oldest elected. Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's a great point. But sheriff's the oldest elected office in America.
Yes.
And most people do not understand that the sheriff wields tremendous power in his county as the oldest elected office. When we come back, I want to ask you a couple provocative questions about some of these usual suspects and police officers enforcing some of this stuff. And I'll start by asking you to think about this over the break. Did you ever think we would get to this point, Sheriff Mack, that we are actually, you and I, who have known each other for a while, are actually having this conversation on a live radio broadcast? It's crazy to me. Crazy. But when we come back, I want to get into the weeds, and maybe some of these questions might be uncomfortable. They're uncomfortable for me to ask. They might be uncomfortable for you to hear, but we've got to ask them, and we've got to get answers. Back after this. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, Remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow.
Mike Lindell is a great guy, the inventor of MyPillow. I've been working with some of his folks to bring him on the show in the next few weeks. He's been very busy doing a lot of work. He's converted some of his factory over in Minnesota. AM 1280, The Patriot. Listeners, you are tuned in right now. So hopefully we'll have him here, hopefully, in the very, very near future. We'll bring him back to Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. All right. I'm talking with Sheriff Mack, Sheriff Richard Mack, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Sheriff, how are you? Welcome back in. You ready to get into the weeds here?
History a little bit for you before we
please,
go to the
no, please do. Just go.
And,
take
and
it away.
Be really quick.
Take
but,
it away.
But we need to remind everybody, and most everybody in your show knows this, but I sued the federal government on a gun issue back when I was sheriff. I'm not a sheriff now. I know everybody still calls me sheriff, but I haven't been a sheriff for like 23 years. But this is the thing. When I was, I sued the Clinton administration and won a case at the U.S. Supreme Court to stop the overreach and the gun control associated with the Brady Bill. And this was one of biggest, this was probably the biggest accomplishment of Bill Clinton during his first 4 years as president. What it says in there is so apropos to what's happening today. It's like Justice Scalia was talking to us just a few weeks ago. God rest his soul.
Well, I'll tell you, you're right.
This is absolutely miraculous. It is so powerful that the United States Supreme Court actually said this, quote, "But the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions.
Mm.
Now, if you didn't need anything more powerful than that, then he spent a couple of sentences saying this, and he ended with this, because the Constitution actually protects us, quote, from the crisis of the day, mm-hmm. end quote. The crisis of the day. That right. We know many politicians are still talking about this because it was Rahm Emanuel and the Obama administration
right.
that said not to let a good crisis go to waste.
Yep.
And so, of course, they're going after us because they know that Americans will do anything we say if we can scare them enough. And that's what they've tried to do here. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't believe that the coronavirus is a fake or a fraud.
Right.
We could talk about all the ways maybe it came about. Somebody ate a bat. Somebody got bit by a bat. Somebody resurrected a bat. Well, I don't know. But in some, maybe it was Wuhan. Maybe it was here. Maybe it was on an army base. That's all being bantered about and a lot of finger pointing both ways. I don't care. What I care about is that we all are very careful. In fact, I keep a pocket hand sanitizer with me everywhere I go. So does my family. We all try to be careful. And I want everybody to be careful. I don't want to get it. And I hope nobody else does. But the percentages of them, of the coronavirus, that you could actually die of this is way small. Way small. And so somebody's making a real big deal out of this. However, it is still a real disease. Don't make any mistake about that. But this is what really gets to me, is that Justice Scalia said, even in times of crisis, the Constitution still applies, and all your good intentions do not rise to the point of violating my individual liberty or my constitutional guaranteed rights. You can't do that, Governor Whitmer. You can't do that, Governor anybody in this country. You can try to be a little dictator and be a little Hitler all you want and try to make seeds against the law like Whitmer did.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've, in fact, one of those SWAT team raids was on a family who was growing their own tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, folks and friends, this is the thing. If any government ever comes and tells you we're suspending your constitution and your liberty and your right to property and business, and then we'll give it back to you later. The scariest thing is, what are they going to do next time
yes.
when something really bad happens?
No, and so many great points. My gosh, we might have to keep you for the round table. Good heavens. Honest to goodness. Sheriff, so many questions. First of all, let me ask you this. Is the Constitution protecting us from good intentions right now? Because guess what? Whitmer did do it. And
The Constitution is a piece of paper. It has to be that somebody, we the people, or our sheriffs, or our peace officers, will stand and do it. Because the Constitution is designed to do that if we have people courageous enough to enforce it, to live it, and to defend it. But the Constitution itself isn't going to do it. Because we have to. It's only as good. The Constitution is only as strong as the hands that are there to protect it.
Sheriff, what scares me more than anything, honestly, when I see somebody like, you just pick one. I mean, name any of the usual suspects. Let's take Phil Murphy in New Jersey. He's easy to pick on because this guy is a tyrant from the word go. You know how you spell Phil Murphy? T-Y-R-A-N-T. That's how you spell Phil Murphy. Phil, Sheriff, he knows that. He knows what he's doing. He's had to have been sued into compliance. More about that in a couple minutes. You know, the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan was just on in the last hour. You know Alan very well.
Yes.
You know, he's got 40 cases going, 11 right now, 5 of his cases seeking cert. My wife's case against the state of Georgia right now for violating her right to get her permit in a free state of all places. But when a guy like Murphy if he feels he can take away your Second Amendment rights by shutting down your ability to carry a firearm or to buy a firearm, doesn't it stand to reason that he also feels that he must feel that he can also take away your Fourth Amendment rights? Or let's go back to the quartering in the Third Amendment. We don't hear about that much anymore. Maybe he feels he can quarter government troops in your home. If he feels he can do one-to-one, he must feel that he can do he can screw you out of the rest of them, correct?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And maybe that goes hand in hand. Live in each other's homes. Maybe we need to move in with our neighbors so we can save utilities and save money and whatever else. I don't know, but it's made me think of the craziest things are possible because they're doing so many crazy things that are so un-American, unlawful, and treasonous. And this becomes so easy for them. And not only that, if you challenge them on it, they double down and they start arresting people. Oh my
Kenna,
God.
Does a governor, does can you name me one government entity in America that has the authority to tell me I have to stay in my house? Can you name me one government entity that has the legal right to tell me that my business that has customers is non-essential, or that I have to do or say certain things, or I can't go certain places? Angry Mark could come out of the box here real easy, Sheriff.
Actually, there is one. Okay, you ready?
Tell me. Yes.
A judge, when he sentences you to home arrest, he's the only one. But let's make no mistake, it's because you were found guilty of a crime, and there's too many people in jail already, and so he's confining you. He's literally arresting you and confining you to your home. How many of us now are being treated the same damn way, and we've not committed a single crime?
How about the young woman in Dallas, Texas, who opened up her salon? God, heavens, I applaud her.
You mean my new hero? You mean my new Rosa Parks?
Isn't she something else?
She's the Rosa of today. Yeah, Shelley Luther.
Shelley Luther, yes. She is just absolutely wonderful.
I'm going to go to Dallas and go to her hair salon.
Oh, I tell you, man. Ted Cruz did, by the way, went in and had his haircut over there. It's just wonderful. Now, Michigan, tough questions to ask. I supported the protesters in Michigan. Some people thought that wasn't a smart thing to do.
Oh, I totally supported them.
My question is, how can you not? They're angry because they've been told they've lost their jobs. Some of these people may go bankrupt. Some of these people have lost their businesses because Governor Whitmer has said you can't travel from one of your homes to another home. Where does this become a problem that it's our problem because we get angry?
Yeah, she's the one that says you can't buy vegetable seeds. Plant your own garden.
Well, yeah. This is tyranny from the word go. Sheriff, we're getting ready to take a break here. I apologize. I wasn't paying attention to the clock. I'm so into the conversation with you. We've got Sheriff Mack for one more segment. And honestly, I'm gonna ask him. I'm going to see if he can stay for the roundtable. That'd be a hoot. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
If American history has taught us anything, it's when things get tough, Americans get tougher. While each state has their own reopening plans for this COVID-19 pandemic mess, there is a common thread. Governors and retailers are requiring citizens to wear masks. For example, I shop at Costco and can no longer go in without one. And if I'm going to be forced to wear one, I want a good one for myself and my family. Our partner, Pulse TV, has high-quality disposable face masks that are made in an FDA-registered facility. The surgical-style three-layer protection masks are breathable, hypoallergenic, and they filter out 90% of nanoparticles. Plus, they feature an adjustable wire nose bridge and elastic ear loops, which take the pressure off your ears for a comfortable and secure fit. Here's the best part. At a buck a face mask, that's a dollar per face mask, you can't beat their deal. And they ship within one business day, no waiting around for weeks, hoping that your order's even in stock. But you must hurry due to special pricing. These will sell out fast. Text the word ARMED to 58445. That's ARMED to 58445 today to place your order and wear the same mask we're wearing at AAR Ranch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
That's Dr. Gorka. Isn't that cool? I was talking with the guys over at Desperado Sportfish yesterday and today, and they just love it. I'm working on bringing another rejoiner in from them, which would be a famous voice that you know. So I'll let you know. If it pops up, you'll hear it. But welcome back inside these Crossbreed Holster Studios with me on this Lead Slingers microphone. An amazing hour. I learn so much every time I talk with Sheriff Richard Mack, and I hope you are too. And if I'm looking at some of the Facebook comments, if that's any indication, we all are. If you're watching us on television in Northern California and the Reno, Nevada markets, welcome inside the Armed American Radio Video Network studios with me. Great to have you. And if you're watching on Facebook live stream, please like and share. Thousands of you are being reached right now. We appreciate you jumping in. And, of course, on nearly 250 radio stations, might even be more, I've lost track, across the country. Tuned in. We appreciate that very much. Let's get back to Sheriff Richard Mack, who, by the way, has agreed to stay with us in the roundtable, joining Neil McCabe, Brad Primo, and the CEO of Car Arms, Justin Moon. This is going to be an hour that is, I'm telling you right now, is a classic right out of the box. So make sure to record it and keep a copy for your records in your own head, because it's going to be a good one. Sheriff Mack, welcome back in, my friend.
Well, thanks. And let me make something else real clear to everybody out there. You can get a copy of my Supreme Court decision off our website. And what I did is I highlighted it. I put all the best parts and condensed it into a little pocket-size review of the case. It is the most amazing document you'll ever have in your possession. You can get five of them for $10. So $2 each, for heaven's sakes. If you order just one, it's like $3. And then you still have to pay shipping or whatever. But you guys, you should be passing this around to people. See, we told you, the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions. Good intentions have been used by every communist dictator and every other kind of dictator since the world infinitum. And this is the thing. We're not allowed to say to anybody in American government, well, this is for your own good, and my heart's in the right place, so we get to go ahead and take your gun. We get to go ahead and arrest you for having church. We get to go ahead and arrest you for going across the street, playing in the park, or going to your other home. And Jefferson addressed that too. He said, in our Republican nation, we can reason and persuade the people, but we cannot force them. And that is such a key component of the intent of our founders and the purpose of our Constitution. And that was to make sure that we're making our own choices. That's what freedom is, folks, that we're making our own choices. And we bestow all power and authority in this country, not even the Constitution. The Constitution doesn't. It merely reiterates the power that we the people have to begin with. We bestow this power. They must have our consent. They must have our permission to exist. We don't need theirs. They need ours. So again, go to the website, CSPOA. The other thing I forgot to mention is everybody can become a member. Every citizen, every person can be a member of the CSPOA, CSPOA.org.
I'm looking at the website right now. It's awesome. I love going over there. Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. Make sure to head over there.
And if you want to know the work we've done, just look around the country, even in California, where you can see sheriffs standing up to their governors and telling them, no, we will not do that. Oh, man, I love Sheriff Nichols in Maine. I love Sheriff Vaughn in Virginia. And now even Sheriff Fortney in Washington, and the sheriff of Riverside, oh, I can't remember his name, Riverside, California, standing up to the governor. And this is just wonderful. And we got great sheriffs here in Arizona, some other sheriffs in Utah. And now it's just going, it's going nationwide. And I haven't even mentioned the 29 sheriffs in New Mexico. Man, there's too many to count. And, man, I'll tell you what, it is so gratifying to see these sheriffs stand and do what's right.
You have to be proud of that effort. Let me take you to Virginia for just a second, which is a place I wanted to go with you. You know, it wasn't that long ago, Sheriff Mack, that Virginia was ground zero. Virginia was the talk of the nation when it came to the subject of Second Amendment and rights and freedoms and liberties. And, of course, that seems almost like a decade ago with this goofiness we're going through now. Which, by the way, listener, will be over. It will be over, and life will go back to normal. I promise you, as soon as the media starts talking about something else, and they will, as we get closer to November, life will go on, and you will look back and go, what the hell just happened? I promise you that will happen. Now, Sheriff, I mean, I can only imagine how you felt when you saw the sheriffs in Virginia stand up and 138 municipalities, including Governor Blackface Northam's own county, say, nope, sorry, not up in here, not today, are we going to enforce your unconstitutional edicts. How did that make you feel?
Well, it made me feel that the work that I've been doing the last 15 years has really started to pay off. And Sheriff Vaughn and I become good friends, and we haven't even met yet. But he is actually working on getting me out there to Virginia to do our constitutional training for all the sheriffs in Virginia. And the Sheriff's Association is sponsoring it. And that's the first time in history where we've had that happen. I mean, I've trained lots of sheriffs, but this will be the first Sheriff's Association that is actually sponsoring it and supporting it. And I am so thrilled with it, I can hardly see straight. And it's gratifying to see people standing for liberty across this country in the name of America's Sheriff. And, of course, I have a book called The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. And everybody should get that, too.
I tell you what, man. Listeners, this is going to be the next. This was a taste. Wait until we bring Sheriff Mack in with Neil McCabe and Brad Primo and Justin Moon, all like-minded, as we go around the table and talk about these topics. It is just going to be.
Oh, by the way, I have to back out of that. I'm sorry.
Oh, you do have to back out?
My wife just reminded me. My daughter came with our grandkids, and we're having a little.
Oh, you have to go do that. You have to go do that. We'll just bring you back another week.
But I'll be back anytime. You know it. Oh. I love your show. And anyway, yeah, we got family all loading up. You might hear them in the background. So
no, that's okay. See, Sheriff Mack has to do his family. That's a great thing. So, Sheriff, we'll bring you back to another show. Just the mere tease of having you on the roundtable is enough to say we're going to get you on in another one maybe next week or the week after, which would be huge. But Sheriff Mack will be back on the program, ladies and gentlemen. I can promise you it for at least – I want to do this at least once a month with you, Sheriff Mack. It's wonderful. So how do you want to close out this hour? What do you want people to know, Sheriff? What do they need to know? You've got about a minute. Go for it.
Well, I want everybody to know that there's not a person on this planet that has the authority or power or prerogative to tell you your constitutional rights are now suspended and you must do exactly what we tell you. There is no way that can ever happen. And so all I can say is these tyrants are not allowed to do that. Stand for what's right. Go get a relationship with your sheriff and have him take a stand for you.
There you go. Sheriff Richard Mack, Constitutional. Yeah, I love this. Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. The website is CSPOA. Sheriff Mack, have a wonderful time with your family. We'll be talking with you this week and get you scheduled up again. Sheriff Mack, you're going to hear from on this program. We'd like to do this about once a month. We've been talking about it. We're going to make that happen for you. It's just, he's fantastic. Coming up next, Brad Primo, Lead Slingers, Neil McCabe from Parts Unknown, and Justin Moon from Carr Firearms Group here in the Armed American Radio Classic Roundtable. Don't go away. We'll be back right after this.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. Yeah!